It's time once again for our monthly check-in with UNC Health Pardee. Today, we'll be speaking with Dr. Jonathan Schwartzman, Medical Director for Pardee Urgent Care. First of all, Dr. Schwartzman, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time today. So we're going to talk about outdoors and trying to stay safe while we're outdoors, right? Because it's outdoors time. I mean, look at the weather, right?
Absolutely. It's gorgeous. Thanks for having me.
So talk to us a little bit about staying safe outdoors. What's the importance about that right now?
Sure. So I think as the temperature drops this fall, kind of winter season, we're wanting to be out there, whether it's hiking, biking, walking, just enjoying the outdoors. And there's certain things, risks that come along with that. So whether that's bug bites or ticks or potentially injuries, those are things to watch out for.
So let's dive a little deeper into that. Let's talk about some of those dangers or potential dangers.
Potential. Yeah, exactly. So ticks are one thing that here locally are something to be very mindful of.
Yeah.
I recently moved from Orlando, Florida, and it wasn't as big a thing in there, but granted, most of us are not, going through the woods the way that we do here.
Right.
And so ticks, yeah, when you're outside, wearing tight-fitting clothing, keeping an eye out, not going deep into the bushes, things like that are going to help to lessen your risk of getting a tick on you. You know, once you're outside of the woods, doing a tick check afterwards is definitely something I recommend. If you have any moles after your hike that weren't there before, you should give it, closer attention.
Okay. So I was looking over our notes,
yeah,
and I find this conversation very interesting because I've known a couple of people who have suffered from Lyme disease.
Sure.
And that, of course, you get from deer ticks or whatever.
You're right.
And what's a safe time? I mean, if you have a tick on you,
sure,
how long do you have before you could get damage?
Sure. So the best estimate when it comes to that is about 24 to 48 hours. Okay. The way that they figured that out is they took rats and attached, intentionally ticks to these poor little critters.
Sure.
And and then they took blood samples to see at that point, and watch them to see who developed ticks. And it generally was about that amount of time, 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
So it's definitely something to do once you get home, have someone help you, to see all parts to make sure that nothing's on you. Because a lot of times with tick bites, it's not really something that's uncomfortable when you get bit. If you're stung by a yellow jacket, you know what happened, right? But when it comes to ticks, it's not uncommon for them to be attached and you just not be aware of it.
So I grew up in the South. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone has learned different ways of getting a tick off of you.
Sure.
Can you just kind of tell us what's the best practice in removing a tick from
sure yourself? Sure. The best way is to have some tweezers, basically get down to the closest part to the skin where the mouth or snout is that's going in, grabbing it there and gently pulling it out. Okay. You don't want to be squeezing on it. You don't want to be lighting it on fire, painting it with nail polish or any other thing that's out there. That's the best way.
Two I was just thinking of specifically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, sometimes as you pull the snout out, you have the best of intentions of doing that and bringing the whole thing out, but sometimes a little piece gets left behind. Your body is smart. Like with every foreign body, it's going to eventually eat it up. We'll push it out.
Okay.
So just, don't go digging for it and making a situation that's not a big deal worse.
Gotcha. All right. So that's ticks and bugs.
Yeah.
What are some other things we need to be thinking about as we're spending more time outdoors?
Sure. Sure. So being outdoors, it puts you at risk for scrapes, cuts, if you were to have a fall from that standpoint. Another thing would be, injuries as well that occur from a fall, like a broken bone. Those are things that are, relatively common that we see in our urgent cares with some frequency.
Mm-hmm.
We have x-rays at each of our site. And so, if you fall, if you've got bruising, you've got swelling, or you've got decreased range of motion, or, after that ice rest and some Motrin or Tylenol, you're still having pain or discomfort there, then probably getting it checked out is a wise idea.
And that's where Pardee Urgent Care would be of service.
Absolutely. If we do find that there is a break there or a fracture, we're able to put on a firm kind of custom splint. And then, Pardee having communication with all of the specialists in the areas. Our footprint is pretty large here. We're able to get people in a timely fashion to the specialists that they need.
So we've been out hiking. We may have twisted our ankle a little bit on a rock or a root or something like that. When does it, you touched on this, when does it go from being, Tylenol's not doing it. I need to go see somebody.
Sure, absolutely. So I'd say if there's any obvious deformity, that is a no-brainer from that standpoint.
Right,
if it does not look like the other side in terms of where the bones are, I wouldn't wait on that. I would get in to be seen.
Okay.
If you feel some kind of crunch or crack, probably a good idea to get in to be seen. But then, yeah, given something a few hours or 24 hours, if you're icing, you know, Tylenol or Motrin, elevating, if you're not seeing improvement at that point, probably getting checked is a good idea.
Okay.
I can speak personally from this. You know, I've really enjoyed the outdoors since being here.
Right.
And I went to a local pump track, and I was trying to show off to the kid. And so, you know, I was doing a jump that I probably shouldn't have done. And I, you know, in an instant came down, you know, uncomfortably, you know, thankfully wearing my helmet, but I was a little concussed for a moment and fine. But I did crack a couple of ribs in that encounter. So, you know, I did not hesitate. I went and was seen at my own clinic, and that, you know, they took great care of me. And so, you know, sometimes it's pretty obvious. Sometimes it's you know, there's a gray area there of not knowing for sure.
Sure.
But yeah, if there's any questions, concerns, we've got great providers that can see people in a timely fashion.
Well, you do. You provide a great service. And Dr. Jonathan Schwartzman, Medical Director for Pardee Urgent Care, you've been super wonderful with your time. We appreciate it. Thanks for your advice, and thanks for the service that you give the community. And we're glad that we've stolen you from Orlando. Thanks for being up here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to. Once again, if you would like to know more about urgent care and the four clinics that we have across the region in Buncombe, Henderson, and Transylvania counties, you can find a location nearest you by visiting pardeehospital.org/urgentcare.